This is called "As I Get Older, I'm Sure I'm a Different Person Each Time I Wake." Free me from that which holds captive my head to grasshoppers, bending blade of grass with abdomen so slight, their violin bow arms and antennas reaching into night, losing track of sky from earth, the faint hint of wind keeping us both. I grieve for my pillowcase grieves for me. Isn't that just what you'd do, pillowcase? Isn't that just like grieving to be this way? I'm old enough to know grieving works like this. We wanting to be there for the other stumbles over what to say, as the other wanting to be there for our stumbling stumbles onward. I woke the morning a hurricane landed upon a place I've never been, to rain against the only coniferous tree in Morgantown, West Virginia, to my attic bedroom window open, to the flat drum of August morning rain against the roof below, to the voices of strangers on the television I left on the night before. I know I'm not supposed to modify the rain or morning with a month. I was taught these things in school, the place I'd first forgotten how to sleep. I closed my eyes one evening and I woke a few years later in D.C. Everything's changed, people were saying as I woke. It was too cold for snow. I, in the crowd, leaving the great speech that I'll tell my children or pets or Fern about years from now, pointing at a picture saying I was there for the great speech, before heading toward the place we go after, when we no longer hold the feelings of good tidings as we did moments before, when in the crowd of everything's changed. This, while we walk back to where we become ourselves and our names again, back to where we turn into the shells we were born into again, I'll tell my future Fern, pet, child, we were really something else that day. And I'll say I believed them that day, and I'll say it's okay to believe sometimes. Who isn't a fool in a crowd? Who isn't fooled by the pageantry of marching bands and great speeches? That day, we were all delicate, and we were ripe. Yes, we were delicious. We all listened to each other say similar things to each other in our slight dialects. I went to sleep, but before that, I was praying. I still prayed in those days to never wake again. But you must wake, I could hear my mother say, my eyes not open yet. I could hear her sing a Beatles song, and I could feel the red streaked morning around our bodies. I hear her singing to me each time I close my eyes, to the boy me that hasn't woken yet, still possessing the faith of a grasshopper's song in the wind, that it will be carried off somewhere else, falling upon ears, the boy not alive yet, still possessing the kind of faith of one's eyes who have not seen.